Well, folks, we are wrapping up the show with our inbox, and we have one of our new counselors to introduce to you, MT Wilson. Hey, MT.
Hello.
Great to have you here.
Thanks.
You're going to answer a question from one of our guys, and this is actually basically on the topic of sex, and so I'm very grateful to have your expertise here. Let me go ahead and read it.
Sure.
He says, how do I deal with things I can't change in regards to my body? In high school, it was a huge deal knowing that there were guys who made those physical parts about themselves their pride in life. I never felt the same, leaving me to wonder if I'll be able to provide my future spouse a good sex life. I know that sex has great value and feel confident that my love for that future person will bless her. But as for the physical, I tend to allow fear to enter into my mind, convincing myself I'm not good enough. I did have a past with pornography in middle school, but was able to escape that path of destruction. It did take its toll on my view of myself and fed into a desire that I wish I was born a little different. I know I'm beautifully and wonderfully made by God and would just love to hear some insight. I've never heard of marriages that overcome this type of difficulty because it's not discussed, probably due to insecurity of men in their sex lives. I'm in the process of pursuing a girl, and I believe God works all things for my good, and I believe things will go well for my future, but I just hate having doubts in myself and at the root of it in God.
Well, I'm really glad you're asking this question because so many people struggle with this. And you're right, we don't talk about it because men don't talk about anything, let alone our sex life, except for what you experienced in the locker room, which unfortunately is based on, you know, male lore as opposed to truth. You know, the Bible in John 8:32, it says, you'll know the truth and the truth will set you free. So what I want to talk about is the difference between the lies and the truth. So the lies that we all were fed in high school came from the locker room, that somehow our size matters. And that's not something that is, in reality, much of a concern. It's really boys showing off in front of other boys to inflate their ego. That's really what that's about. It's not about the women, it's about the guy. So that's the first thing. And then, of course, pornography just feeds that idea as well. There's so many lies embedded in pornography, and that's kind of one of the ones as well. So it has nothing to do with pleasing a woman. That's the first thing you need to know. And I hate that this has affected your confidence. And I'm glad you're pursuing this woman, and I know it's going to turn out well if you're surrendering your relationship with God. But I want you to hear the truth. The truth is that it's not really about physicality. It's about the relationship, way more than anything else. So here's the truth. Number one, what those boys were talking about, that was locker room lore. So ignore that. That part doesn't really matter as much. What really does matter is this. You care about pleasing the woman that's going to be our ultimate wife. And that is what matters. If you focus on that, if you focus on surrendering that relationship to God, and you focus on pleasing her from her perspective and listening to her and what matters to her, that's going to take you much further than any of those boys in the locker room will ever get. So that's one thing. Another thing, women in general tend to be much more holistic than men are. So they're relationally focused. They want to be connected throughout the day or the week. They want good communication. They want to be treated thoughtfully, gentle touch, those kinds of things. All those things play into what ultimately proves out to be a good sexual relationship because it's much more holistic for them than it is for guys. So, and then one other thing just to encourage you, everybody, and I know guys and women both are concerned about what sex is going to be like. Is it going to be okay? You know what? I don't know much because I'm a virgin, whatever. Everybody has to experiment to discover what works in their relationship. But in a committed, lifelong relationship that's surrendered to God under His direction, you're going to have a lifetime to discover with that woman more and more what that's going to look like in your marriage. So good lovemaking takes time, and good lovemaking takes its time. So just hear that. Don't worry about it. Just focus on building a good friendship with that woman, getting to know her over time. Everything will work out in time. Love her sacrificially in the way that she wants to be loved, not in the way that the men in the locker room and the porn flicks, you know, said you should. Your future wife is going to be the expert on her, not them. And so reject the messages from the fantasy and just believe the truth, because the truth, as the Bible says, will set you free.
Yeah. MT, thank you so much for that wisdom. I think, too, that we're just told the lie in our culture that sex is the be-all, end-all. Like, once you get married, that's, like, the most important thing. And when I talk to married couples, and I'm sure, you know, as an expert, you'd concur that it's a very small fraction of what your married life will be like.
For sure.
So good,
for sure.
Good thoughts there. Thank you so much, MT.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right, folks, that's it for this week's show. As always, we do want to hear from you. Write to us at editor@boundless.org, and we will answer your question in the future if we haven't answered it already. You can hop over over to our site and see what we have there in terms of articles and other questions that have been answered in the past, and make sure you're sharing the show with your friends as well. We will see you around next week. I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.